From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo has reached its end. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. Meanwhile, about 200 kilometers to the southeast, the Islamic State group was reported in full control of Palmyra after 4 days of fighting outside the city. Syria's government-controlled news agency Sunday acknowledged the fall of the city. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of that country's first two next-generation F-35 fighter jet planes built by the U.S. firm Lockheed Martin. Israel is among several countries that have ordered the jets and has plans to buy 50 of them. Speaking at an Air Force base in Tel Aviv, Carter said the United States is committed to providing Israel with the most advanced military capabilities. Turkish state media say police have detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials Monday over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility for two bombings outside an Istanbul football stadium Sunday. At least 38 people were killed, more than 150 wounded in the attack. Egypt's president says a suicide bomber carried out the attack at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said authorities have arrested three men and a woman in connection with a blast that killed 25 people. This is VOA News.